Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your names really fast and your title.
Sheila Johnson, founder and CEO of Salamander Hotels and Resorts, and also founder and chairman of the Middleburg Film Festival.
And I'm Susan Koch, executive director of the Middleburg Film Festival.
And we're here talking. It's become an annual tradition to talk about Middleburg here on WTOP. I still remember that first year. What year are we in now? Seven?
Eight.
Gosh, that's so hard to believe. Tell our listeners how. Obviously, it's a bizarre year. It's been a year of hell in many ways. Take me before we get into the actual movie slate. Just overview it in terms of how you guys have had to switch gears here and how you came up with the idea of doing a grand lawn showing and a drive-in showing. You know, how did you make that adaptation?
Well, first of all, Susan and I and my team and our team talked. We did not want to cancel the film festival this year because we don't want to lose the momentum of the film festival. But we also wanted to make sure that we could follow the protocols set by the state to make sure that we were, following everything, the protocols from temperature checks to making sure everything was sanitized and social distancing. And the resort actually opened on June 11th, I think. And the staff was already prepared, and we knew in our mind that we were going to go forward with the film festival. But they had been trained by Forbes and prepared to really take on the Middleburg Film Festival to make sure that everybody was wearing masks, social distancing, because we do strictly enforce it. And so we've been very successful so far. And that's why we decided to keep the movies outdoors or do virtually on the iPads or laptops or from the rooms. And so we got a beautiful, huge screen set up on the Grand Lawn so people can sit down, lay down, and watch the movies out there. And we got 30 rooms that are facing the screen, and so they can sit on the balconies and actually watch the movies from there. We also have a drive-in movie theater set up in our lower parking lot. So we have 50 cars, socially distanced. Everything is working great with food trucks down there, and I think the setup is unbelievable. We got heavy security. We're going to do temperature checks. Everything is laid out, even traffic, organizing the traffic going in and out. So no one is touching anyone. And it's just going to be an amazing weekend.
That's great. So you mentioned the big, you know, either sitting on the big lawn, the Grand Lawn, or you can go to the drive-in at the lower parking lot. Yeah. And then what about maybe there's some of our listeners that, you know, maybe they haven't left their house much since March and aren't sure. Tell them how they could. There's a lot of the films you can do just watch virtually from home too, right?
Yeah. You want to take that?
Sure. So we're offering 24 really fantastic films this year. And 20 of them will be available virtually. There was just four where the distributors did not want them shown virtually. And that's because there's just such level of security that's involved when you're screening films that are not yet released and are Oscar contenders. But we're really happy that virtually, you know, most of them are available virtually. And so there's a great cross-section of Oscar contenders, international features, incredible documentaries, and independent gems. And if you go to our website, middleburgfilm.org, you can check out the whole roster, the film slate as well. And we also have nearly a dozen conversations with leading actors and filmmakers, including Sophia Loren and Aaron Sorkin and George C. Wolfe and Aldous Hodge and more. So we really want to encourage people to experience the festival from the comfort of their own home. And we've tried to make it as interactive as possible. So we have a virtual filmmaker lounge where you can join us for chats. And, you know, we know what people love about the festival. In addition to the films, they love the sense of community. And they love to being able to chat with one another about what they just saw or take recommendations. So we've worked that into our planning and schedule as well.
And I have to give Susan and Connie a credit. They have been able to find films, not only very diverse films, But also, the documentary film slate is really interesting. We have a lot of films that are very historical. It's Martin Luther King and the FBI. We've got a documentary on Billie Holiday, and it's called Billie. And Concrete Cowboy, which I'm intimately associated with because I kind of know some of the kids that are riding these horses. I've actually had breakfast with a couple of them. And it's really quite a story. It's amazing. And this organization still exists in Florida. And just one thing, I'm just going to kind of jump the gun here on Chris Bowers. It's funny because there's another Billie Holiday story that is going to be released at some point by Paramount. So my husband, Bill Newman, is actually in the film. But I also, Lee Daniels called me because, you know, I did The Butler with him. And he says, Sheila, I need a composer. And I said, I've got just the one. And that's Chris Bowers, whom we're going to be honoring this year. I mean, he is just the most talented and the most amazing young man. And he also does the music for my resorts. He's my musical ambassador.
So what we did in terms of, I think you know this, Jason, that we honor a distinguished film composer every year or a songwriter, and we hold a concert. So this year the concert's virtual, and we recorded a concert with Chris Bowers at Capitol Records in Los Angeles, which is such a special place in terms of the recording artists who have been there. And Chris is actually playing on the same piano that Nat King Cole used. And then he's joined for two songs by Andra Day, who plays Billie Holiday in the biopic directed by Lee Daniels that will be coming out in early 2021. So that we think that's really special. This concert is really quite extraordinary. And and Sheila was mentioned Concrete Cowboys, which is a narrative, but it's based on a true story of these urban cowboys, African American cowboys who keep their horses in stalls in Philadelphia. And we have quite a few of these films, you know, narratives that are based on true stories, which is really terrific.
Yeah, let's go through it. Obviously we don't have time for all of them, but let's go through it a little chronologically. Just some of the big ones. So like Thursday, for instance, the big opening night, drive-in stuff. Tell me about why Nomadland is getting so much buzz, both for best director and best actress, possibly this year at the Oscars. So tell our listeners about Nomadland.
Well, Nomadland, it's directed by Chloe Zhao, who did some of our listeners may be familiar with The Rider, which was really a terrific film. And it stars Frances McDormand, who we know, Academy Award winning actress who was won the Oscar for three billboards in Ebbing. What was it called, Jason? Well, I forget the
outside
exact.
Ebbing, Missouri. She won for Fargo as well. She's a two-timer.
She won for Fargo. So this may be three, maybe the charm. And it's the story. She plays this woman, Fern, whose town has, out west, has been completely decimated, because the town industry has failed. It was basically a one company town. So she outfits an old van and takes off and joins this group of nomads who travel the country, and live in their vans. And the nomads are actually played by real nomads. And it's a really, it's a beautiful film. It really is. And it gives you just so much insight into this world. But they're also just an incredible community. They found one another. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it yet, Jason, but it really is a special film. And we're going to be honoring Chloe with our Agnes Varda Trailblazing Filmmaker Award. And with that comes an award for mentoring aspiring filmmakers, female filmmakers.
Very deserving. And then also that night, Blythe Spirit, sort of a double feature. I saw Angela Lansbury do Blind Spirit at National Theater a few years back, so I know the story. But tell us who's in the movie version here.
Oh, well, you have Dame Judi Dench and Dan Stevens, who we all know from, the British actor. And then it's Isla Fisher and Leslie Mann. And it's Blight Spirit. It's a comedy, of course, a farce, which is always nice to have during this time of year when so many of the films tend to be on the heavier or darker side. And so, yeah, that's an opening night. In person, the double feature is Nomadland and Blight Spirit. But then for those who are watching from their homes, we have two terrific films, Sylvie's Love, which is a romantic jazz-infused drama starring Tessa Thompson. And we also have a documentary called 76 Days, which has been earning rave reviews. And it's about the 76 days of lockdown in Wuhan. So, and then films will continue to be released throughout the 4 days of the festival at staggered times. And once a film is released, you have 24 hours to watch that film.
Can you talk about Strings Attached? I'm excited about this personally.
Strings Attached is by a local filmmaker, and it's about the Dover Quartet and this young quartet and what they went through in terms of coming together and, you know, just the interpersonal relationships. So we're very delighted to be able to present that. Sheila always is keen on our music films. And we have another really incredible film with music based, which is Sound of Metal, in which Riz Ahmed plays a heavy metal drummer who loses his hearing. And what he goes through as he has to then enter the world of the non-hearing. And the sound design on it is incredible. It really is. It just it really takes you completely inside his world.
Awesome. And then as far as the Friday screenings, you mentioned Concrete Cowboy. Go into it a little more. Tell us what the story is and the setup and, you know, who some of the stars are, because there's some big names in there.
Yeah, Concrete Cowboy stars Idris Elba. And it's a story, his son has been raised by his mother and has been estranged for a while from Idris Elba's the father, and the son lives in Detroit with his mother, and he's getting into trouble. He's been expelled from school for the third or fourth time. And so she takes him to Philadelphia to live with his father. And there he steps into this world, of these urban cowboys, you know, and it's really terrific. It's just a really wonderful film. And I think it's a father-son relationship story, and it's also just a story of people finding their own way and banding together again in a community. This is very much a community.
And this was also produced by Lee Daniels.
Gotcha. And then you alluded to the other Lee Daniels coming up in the future that your husband's in. All right, cool. And then I think also that's on Friday, that's also paired with, which one do you want to take, The Last Shift or The Dissident? Because I think
I'll tell you both of them. So The Dissident is a documentary by Brian Fogel, who won an Oscar for Icarus. And it's about the investigation into the murder of Khashoggi. And it's a very, very powerful documentary. And that will be playing in person as well as virtually. That is the only film I have to add that has just a 3-hour virtual window. So you need to see it at the time that it's offered. It doesn't have that 24-hour window, and that was at the request of the director and distributor. And then The Last Shift, is, which is playing at the drive-in, is produced by our film advisory members, Albert Berger and Ron Yerxa, who I think if you've attended the festival, many of you know. They produced Nebraska, which we opened the festival with back in 2013, Little Miss Sunshine and Election. And this is a story of an older man who's worked in the same fast food restaurant for I think, over 40 years, and this is his last shift, and he's training the young man who is supposed to be his replacement. And it stars Richard Jenkins, who is just really an incredible actor.
Awesome. And then looking ahead to Saturday, man, I've been dying to see One Night in Miami. Tell me, Sheila, what makes Regina King's, it's her directorial debut, right?
Yeah.
About Muhammad Ali, or where he was before he was Muhammad Ali.
Cassius Clay. It's the story of this historic meeting after the Sonny Liston fight, where Cassius Clay won, and it's with Malcolm X, the football player Jim Brown, Cassius Clay and the singer. Oh gosh, Jason, I'm blanking on his name right now.
Is it Sam Cooke?
Yeah, Sam Cooke, played by Leslie Odom. How could I forget? And it's the story of their meeting in this on the night of that famous fight in Miami. And it's really a terrific film. I mean, the acting is superb, and yes, it's Regina King's directorial debut. And we are honoring Aldous Hodge this year with our Actor Spotlight Award.
Awesome. And I know that night you also have it paired with
Ammonite. Ammonite. That's also at the, playing in person only. One Night in Miami is available virtually as well as in person. Ammonite stars Kate Winslet and Saoirse Ronan, and Kate Winslet, she is she digs for these dinosaur fossils and artifacts, you know, along the windswept coast, and she's an embittered woman. And then Saoirse Ronan plays a young woman who's suffering from severe melancholy, and she ends up, you know, coming to live with her. And it's a beautiful love story.
Awesome. Well, I thank you for taking the time to join us. Just sort of in closing, you know, just we don't know if the Oscars, I mean, right now it's bumped to April. Some people are calling on it to cancel. I say keep it, man. Like, let's honor some different movies maybe that wouldn't have gotten honored, maybe some streaming stuff. I think it would be kind of an interesting year if they kept the Oscars.
I don't think they're going to cancel it. I think, you know, people are really look forward to it. And I think you're right. I think what we're going to see is it widens the net just a bit. So,
If the Emmys were pulled off, we could pull off the Oscars too.
I agree. So talk about how just as a final soundbite, how Middleburg is, you know, year after year become a predictor of, you know, not only Oscar contenders, but Oscar winners. Sometimes Best Picture winners have screened at your festival first.
I do think, you know, Nomadland is definitely, you know, a leading Oscar contender. It won, you know, the tip top prize at both Venice and Toronto, which is usually a predictor of a good shot at the Oscar. We also have another film we didn't mention called Minari, which took the Grand Jury and Audience Award at Sundance, and I think that's another Oscar contender. So I think we do have, and of course the docs are really terrific, as Sheila mentioned. So I think you're going to see, you know, last year I think there was more than 40 Oscar nominations among the films that we screened at Middleburg. I don't know that we're going to get that high, but I think our viewers can expect to have the same carefully curated slate that they've become accustomed to seeing with us.
And you have to give yourself and Connie credit. And, you know, it's our whole team. We really keep an eye on what's going on in Hollywood, and we have connections in Hollywood, and they're able to let us know what's on the horizon. And then we work really hard, you know, in getting it. And we've also have great relationships with so many of the movie houses and Netflix and Amazon and so forth and so on. So, Susan, never sell yourself short. You all have done a great job.
Well, thank you. It's a real team effort.
Yes, it is.
And we all pulled together because I just want to say one thing, Jason. We heard from so many of our film goers how important the festival was to us, and that was so gratifying. And so many people wrote us and said, this is our favorite event of the whole year, and please, yeah. please, we want, even if it's, you know, different, we want it. And so we are just thrilled. Sheila and I, we really gave it a lot of thought, and we're very happy to be able to present this hybrid festival this year. And we encourage people to join us. If they can in person, please join us virtually, because we look forward to seeing you at the movies.
And I think more than anything, we've been able to prove you can do anything, you know, no matter, find that silver lining in a very dark cloud. I really believe we're going to pull this off with 5 stars. It's just going to be amazing.
Yeah. Well, thank you for, you know, your flexibility and the ingenuity. It's been really, that's been the one, you know, if there are any silver linings during this craziness, it's watching right. people sort of adapt like you've done. So and thanks for giving us the options.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you need to plug your own panel.
Yeah. Yes, we that'll be different this year. The Talk Back with the Critics with Nell Minow, Susan, who else do we have? Travis Hobson, Tim Gordon, and myself. We will be doing it on Zoom this year, so that'll be an interesting change. So, yes. So thanks for giving us the options. So, you know, some people want to watch at home, and some people, you know, it's beautiful fall weather, horse country, want to get out and maybe do the drive-in or the lawn. So we appreciate the versatility this year. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.